very few people know very much about the history of how women won the vote in this country. It's kind of faded away, and it's been almost watered down to, oh, yeah, there was Elizabeth Cady Stanton, there was Susan B. Anthony, but no understanding really of what happened in general. But particularly that on the road to getting a federal amendment, which lots of people do know about, that in 1920, the 19th Amendment granted women the right to vote. But the road to that place in 1920 was a very long road. It started in Seneca Falls in the 19th century. One of the really crucial landmarks, or I've been calling it a tipping point on this road, is the victory in New York State. There were some people in the suffrage movement who always had their eye on a federal amendment, but there were others who wanted to go state by state and have the states endorse the idea of women voting. And in New York State, it too was a very long fight that had started in the 19th century. And by the time the century ended and the 20th century began, it had pretty much come to a halt in most places. The first generation of suffragists, the Stanton and Anthony people, had really done a lot. They'd organized many women. They'd had quite a few gains, including the Married Women's Property Act and ensuring that some women, anyway, could get an education. Many things had happened, but not the vote. It had just faltered. And there was a younger generation. Some of them were literally the second generation of those foremothers, I guess we can call them, including Stanton's own daughter, Harriet Stanton Blatch, who lived in New York and who reinvigorated the fight for the vote. It really became quite focused on the vote and none of the other issues that had preoccupied their mother's generation. And in New York, this fight had many setbacks. It organized many kinds of women. But in 1917, a state referendum throughout New York State passed. That's the victory, that women in New York State were granted the right to vote. All women in New York State. So it includes immigrant women, it includes black women, it includes women who other people had not even considered when they talked about suffrage, or if they considered them, they were against it. You know, they didn't want black women and immigrants to vote. But in New York, they did win the right to vote, and the state was so populous, is the word. There were so many people in New York State that the passage of the state suffrage amendment actually doubled the number of women in the whole country who could vote. The other important thing about New York is it was then, as it still is, slightly less, particularly New York City, was a media center. And so all the newspapers and every kind of reporting was focused on this New York win. So everybody in the country knew about it. And it's my opinion that the momentum of that great win in 1917 helped push popular opinion everywhere and congressional opinion, and certainly the president, Woodrow Wilson, to the side of women's suffrage, so that the passage of the amendment in 1920 was a result of this great win in New York, along with a lot of other things.